Welcome to the Leadership U podcast.
Hello, welcome back to Leadership U. We're so glad you're here.
Yes, we're excited that you would consider joining us again today, and we've got a great topic today for you to hear.
But first, we'll introduce ourselves. For those of you who don't know us, I'm Christina.
And I'm Jim.
And we are a father-daughter duo. Hopefully, you've been listening along and already know that. But just so for our newer listeners, we have a few new listeners coming in. We're a father-daughter duo, so you might hear me refer to Jim as Baba, which means dad in Greek. So you'll be hearing that from time to time on the pod. But Baba, I have an icebreaker question to ask for you.
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Okay. Mm-hmm. What is your best party trick?
Okay. So my best party trick is not being able to make balloon animals or fake making them, just moving my hands like I'm making balloon animals. I have a very dear friend that used to be a Barnum and Bailey circus clown.
Oh, that's right.
And that guy can make balloon animals like you would not believe. And he makes all the noise with the balloon, and he works it around, and he bangs them, and he puts them together, and all of a sudden, you see four or five balloons flying around. Next thing you know, here's a poodle coming along. I'm like, well, how did he do that? It's like magic.
Man.
So whenever he would do it, I would stand next to him, and I'd be like a mime. I would try to make an invisible one, and then he would pass it to me, and I would go, ta-da, I made the balloon animal.
That's so cute. Yeah. We should probably have him on the podcast at some point. Oh, his stories.
He would be fantastic.
I can only imagine. I mean, he's told me some stuff.
You know what? Let's do that.
What happens in the circus
stays in the circus. Not with him, though.
He'll tell everything. He'll spill all the tea. Yeah. Okay, I'm making a note. We'll bring him onto the podcast at some point.
All right.
For myself, I kind of learned this by accident. My sister saw somebody open an apple with their bare hands. Like, just take the apple from the top and cut it in half with their hands. And she's like, oh my goodness, this would be such a cool party trick to be able to do. And so she was trying it for such a long time, and she couldn't figure it out. So I was like, let me try. And I tried, I couldn't do it. I was like, man, that's really hard. And then, you know, the competitiveness in me, I was like, I really want to try to do this. So I tried a few more times, and I was able to do it. So now, I mean, if I'm ever at a party where there's apples available, it's a nice party trick. I can open an apple with my bare hands. Mm-hmm. Now that I say that out loud, I'm afraid someone's going to come up to me with an apple and be like, open this.
Open it for me.
So I have about a 75% open ability.
Well, you need to practice more.
I'll practice some more. Don't invite me to any apple parties until I practice.
Keep going.
On that note, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll dive into our topic for this week. Support for Leadership U comes from Patridos. Listen, if you're looking for trendy, comfortable, and eco-friendly clothing, this place is for you. I personally love the hats and sweaters from here. I'm actually wearing both right now. The designs are cool and have a little bit of a minimalist style. It's super trendy and comfy. I'm all about it. But they don't just have apparel. They have home goods, art, and lots of other stuff. Baba, I know you're a fan of the mugs. We love all the products and are big fans. And with worldwide shipping, you can order from anywhere on the planet. You can find them online at www.patridos.com. That's www.patridos.com. Leadership U podcast listeners get 10% off their first order with promo code podcast. All right, we're back, and we are here with our next topic. We've been in a series, for those of you who haven't joined us last week, make sure you check that out. We're in a series about developing a high-performing team. So the different traits of high-performing teams and how we can help our team to get to a high-performing level. And the next trait that we're talking about this week is trust among members.
Yeah, this is going to be a really good topic to talk about today. We've got several points, but let's just break this open, the beginning here. For a team to perform at its highest potential, there has to be complete trust among the team. The group should feel they can let their guard down. They need to feel safe with each other.
Yeah.
They rely on each other to accomplish goals. Everyone has each other's backs. If someone is having a rough day, the other team members will protect, help, and care for them. There have been multiple studies that have been done, and they have found trust to be a critical quality of high-performing teams.
Yeah.
We want to get our team to that level of synergy quickly so that they can function at their most efficient level. How do we get our team to trust each other? Well, we're going to spend the next few minutes and go through some of the points.
So the first item that we want to discuss is when building trust within a team. And we're talking about, when we're talking about building trust within a team, it could be a team that has just been pulled together, you're just starting, or it could be a team that's been functioning for a long time, or maybe even a team that's a hybrid, like you've worked together for a long time, but you've been pulled together on a smaller team, or maybe a new person has joined that team. So when we're talking about developing trust, it can cover all those different bases. So don't zone us out if you're kind of in a group that's been around for a long time or someone coming on new. But the first thing we want to talk about is giving it some time. So trust takes time to develop. You can't just meet someone for the first time and automatically trust him. I mean, you can, but sometimes they don't live up to that expectation.
Right.
So you have to give it a little bit of time, and there has to be a track record. So trust builds when people are consistently coming through on their word. And that means it'll take a little bit of time before members can prove their dependability to one another. And while it takes a lot of time to build trust, trust can be taken away in just one moment. So really think things through carefully and make sure that your behaviors are lining up with your words. But at the end of the day, you just have to give yourself and your team time to establish trust between the members.
Yeah, that's great input, Christina. Remember now, you can lose trust in an instant.
Yeah.
So the weeks and months and time it took to gain someone's trust can be lost immediately or instantly. So always be thinking about this. Be cautious what you say. Be very careful of the tone you use with people, the approach you use with people, the way you respond to people. Don't brush people off. Don't devalue them.
Yeah.
Once you've gained trust, don't think, okay, I've got their trust is in my back pocket now. We're good to go with my team.
Yeah.
No, that's a bad attitude, and that's a bad look at this. You need to be saying, okay, I've gained their trust. What can I do to increase the trust?
Yeah.
What can I do to expand the trust, to build on this trust?
Yeah.
And so time is of the essence. But it's also important that you're very guarded. But let me also give you just like a visual picture of this. Give it some time, this bullet point, when we're building trust among members. The more time you spend with each other, the more trust will come, especially if you're open and honest and authentic. And we'll talk a little bit about that in the next few minutes. So consider this. If somebody is painting a room and you go into that room and the paint is wet and there's no sign up there that says wet paint, but you start moving around in there, more than likely, the more time you spend in that room, you will wind up getting paint on you.
Yeah.
And probably more and more and more paint. This is kind of an example of what trust is like. The more time you spend with your team, the more trust rubs off one another.
Oh, yeah.
Like paint, and kind of sticks to the other team members.
That's good.
So time is of importance, but also you probably heard this, quality time.
Yeah.
Make sure that the time is valuable for not only you, but for the team members as well.
That's such a good point too, because you could be in a room with somebody and never speak to them or never interact at all, and you're not building trust, you're just spending time together.
Right.
So quality time is a very key word for that. Thank you, Baba, for that
sure.
input.
Yeah.
And I like the visual of the paint too. Okay, so the first point that we made is to give it some time. So to develop trust, you want to make sure that you're not expecting things to develop right away. Know going into it that you're going to have to spend some time and effort to building this trust with your team. The second one we're going to talk about is being open.
So openness builds trust. If you can't fulfill a promise or get a project done in time, being open and honest with your team can still produce confidence among members. Why? Because you admitted your failure and are looking for an alternative solution. Now your team can trust you because they know you will keep communicating even when things aren't going well. Trust isn't always about winning. It is also about being there for each other when you are losing or not gaining any momentum. But you must be willing to be vulnerable and open with your group, even if it means looking flawed or imperfect or weak. So the key part of this bullet point was to be open with those around you on your team.
And I have a story for this. I remember one time I was working on a project and it was a group of us that never worked together before pulled in just for this one specific project, but we were all working for this individual that we all knew from other sections of our lives. So we came to work together. We were working for this person that we all knew. We had them in common. It was a really high pressure, tense project that we were working on that was in a very short time period, a deadline. And at the end of the day, we were not able to complete the task that we were given within the time frame. And so we ended up going together as a team to this person who had who was over us as the leader and said, hey, we're not going to be able to do this. We can't make the deadline. This is going to be a failure. You know, we just can't complete the task. And because we all came together and were open about our failure or our inability to meet the deadline, the leader and some other members of the team who weren't involved in that specific aspect of the project was like, you know what? It's okay. We're going to find a solution. Thank you for telling me. And so after that project, I was like, man, one of my highlights. I'm sure they'll never ask me to work on that team again. And those other few people that were on that side of the project, I was like, well, that was a nice experience, but we'll never do that again. But to my surprise, the leader reached out to me again for another project and to several of the same people that were on the team with me. And they said, hey, I have a new project coming up. Would you be interested in helping? And I was shocked, to be honest. Yes. I was like, we did not meet your expectations. You had to go to this client and tell them we couldn't perform what we had promised. I'm sure that made you look bad. And they were like, not at all. You were open with me. You were honest. You told me that you weren't going to meet the deadline, even though we could have lied to the client and said, hey, you know, whatever. So at the end of the day, that leader said that I really valued your openness and transparency. And now I trust you to do projects moving forward because you'll be honest with me if you can't come through or if there's an issue, whereas other people might have slid it under the rug or tried to work around it. And so that leader told me, hey, any project I have, I want you and these other people on the team to be working alongside of me. So it just kind of goes to show you that building trust isn't always about winning or succeeding at a project or even doing your best or whatever the case may be. Sometimes it's just about being honest and truthful and saying, hey, yes, you can trust me. Even if this is going to make me look bad, I want you to succeed. I want you to know what's going on. And so that's another way that trust is built.
Yes. And Christina, you mentioned a powerful word there, and that is truth. Truth tempered in compassion or wrapped in compassion and love and gentleness can pierce even the darkest hearts, can pierce the darkest place. It works into even circumstances that seem like they're impossible to work or to maneuver around.
Yeah.
So you may be on a project and you might be facing some big challenges, some tough goals. Speaking the truth among the team members will carry a lot of energy into the team.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they'll say, okay, we're not sugarcoating anything. We're not lying. We're not deceiving anybody. This is the reality. This is true. And this is the truth. And what that will do is, I don't know how it works, but it does work. Something ignites in your heart, in your spirit. And what it does is it drives you even stronger in the direction you're all moving together. So I want to encourage all of you that are listening. One of the key components of building a very high-performing team and building trust is always speaking the truth.
Yeah, that's good. And in our situation too, it helped build trust quicker, and it bonded us as a team too, because we were open with each other and with our leader. So that was really good. But moving right along here, our next point is, in building trust, you need to have follow through. So the key to being trustworthy is to match your behaviors to your promises and show results. Building trust is all about supporting actions. That means you have to follow through. And follow through is especially important when trying to rebuild broken trust. So especially in work settings where there's this idea of calculus-based trust, which is trust built on performances or rewards and punishment systems, is prominent. Follow through is especially important in building reliable bonds. So basically, we're talking right now about like a work setting trust team, but if you're coming from a nonprofit, or if you're working with volunteers, or if maybe you're on a sports team, the same thing kind of applies. It's making sure that you're a person of your word. And if you say, hey, I'm going to work my hardest, if you're on a sports team, I'm going to do this workout and build my muscle mass and practice this time, and just showing up when you say you are going to and following through with those actions. Like the story I told just a minute earlier, we worked really hard. We did as much as we could. We weren't able to meet the deadline. So we were open about that. But in the heat of the moment leading up to that, we were following through on all the promises that we made by working as hard as we could to accomplish those goals. So really, being trustworthy is to make sure that your behaviors and your actions are matching.
That's excellent, Christina. And now let's look at the fourth bullet point, which is to show care. So trust among team members has a prominent underlying theme in the academic world. Care or concern for others is one of the critical components of building trust among working groups.
Yeah, you see this in a bunch of different models, trust models, and you can search these online for yourself. But there's Gary Cohen's 7 C's of Trust, and those are capability, commitment, capacity, connection, commonality, consistency, and character. Robert Shaw has a book, Trust in the Balance, and he talks about achieving results, integrity, and demonstrating concern. There's just a bunch of different models out there, but they all kind of, even though they talk about multiple items, one of the key recurring themes in it is showing care to team members. And building trust, really, you have to have that component of care for people to see your sincerity. So it's very hard to develop trust if you're working with someone and you act like you just don't care at all about them as a person, but then you're telling them, you know, I hope we trust each other. Well, that doesn't really match what your words are saying. So making others realize that you're sincere towards them and that you actually care for them as an individual, mm-hmm. not just as a cog in the machine, is really important.
Yeah, that's powerful. This is a powerful point to get across. If you show that you care through your words and actions and your deeds, you will gain trust in your people. So there's a story, and it's I'm not going to mention the company's name or the people. You would know them, but it's one of the largest trucking firms in the country. And the founder owner had an office, and there were several hundred employees in the office. And he would make it his point during the week to go around and basically go up to every employee and just tell them how much he appreciated them and valued them.
Wow.
So here's the CEO, the founder of this massive company, but he thought that this was such a high priority. He still had his meetings. He had all the things he had to do to run the corporation, but he realized the value of the people that were actually running the business.
Wow.
And so he made a point to do that. And some of the studies, or some of the feedback that we got back from this, was that he had a low turnover rate. The performance levels were maximum and high. The team would go out of their way to perform at the highest levels. And the company just kept growing and growing and growing and growing. And you can't twist my arm. I'm not going to tell you the name of the company. If I mention it, you would know there's trucks, and you would know that they're all over the country. But this is reality-based. Show care. Show people how much you care about them, and they will take care of the tasks, but also of the of helping your organization, your team grow. So valuing people through the way that you show them that you care about them.
And you brought up an interesting point too, because not only, I'm sure that CEO who invested time with his employees, not only did those employees trust him as an individual, as their leader, I'm sure it made them also trust the organization, because they trusted the organization was in good hands. They knew that they would work hard and get a certain result from being a part of that team. So trust doesn't just build between individuals, that you can also build trust within your organization and across teams as well, especially as a leadership role when you demonstrate care for others. But this isn't part of our notes, Baban, but I'm going to throw you a sideball here.
Oh boy.
I was having a conversation with somebody and we were talking about trust, specifically in teams. And they asked me, what if you don't like your team members? Do you still have to trust them? Is trust important? Does it even matter? What if you work with or are on a team with a terrible person that you cannot stand? How does trust come into that?
Well, here's the thing. Trust is not an emotion.
Yeah.
It's an attitude. And so if you're working, your attitude should be, I'm happy I have a job.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I'm asked to do, and I'm going to have the right attitude, and I'm going to work and be happy. So it's not, trust is not motivated by feelings. Oh, I feel like trusting you today.
Yeah.
I don't feel like trusting you. No.
Yeah.
Trust is something that's intrinsically earned. And so it doesn't matter if you don't like the people you're working with or you're not connecting. You're still going to do everything you can, as we've gone through some of the bullet points, to earn their trust and have them trust you.
Yeah.
If you can't, if they're not willing to work back to help you earn their trust, then you're going to make sure that they know that they can trust you.
Wow.
So you just take care of yourself, stay in your lane, do the best you can, and then don't worry about the rest of the team, whether they trust you. You want them to trust you.
Yeah.
And then you want to start seeing some signs and some action and movement on their end so that you can begin to trust them.
No, that's so good. So powerful to know that even somebody you're, this is a really aggressive word, but an enemy, you know, can trust you to support them on the team is big. I remember one time I worked with this one person on a team and they just did not care for me. Like, they were not a fan. And they were kind of rough around the edges too. Like, they weren't a fan of quite a few people in the organization, but I know I was like on top priority, like enemy number one. But I remember we had to work on something together and I just told them, listen, I've got your back. I mean, I know we don't get along the best, but you can trust me. I'm going to make us look good. Like, I want you to look good. And I just kept like showing up and helping in any way I could. And eventually they broke down. Like, I mean, we weren't best friends after that, but they did trust me. So what you're saying is true. I think if you offer trust, if you offer to be that support right. to someone, even the hardest person, if they know that you have their back and if you've demonstrated before that they can trust and that you're sincere, then it brings the team together, even if you don't get along or like each other.
Yeah, there's a universal truth in what you just spoke. It's the principle of sowing and reaping.
Yeah.
What you sow, you will reap.
Yeah.
So basically, sowing seed, putting seed down, you will harvest what you put down as seed.
Yeah.
So if I'm nice to people, they're going to be nice to me.
Yeah.
Now there might be one or two that aren't nice, but
yeah.
I'm not going to stop. I'm going to be nice to people.
Yeah.
If I love people, more than likely I'll start getting some love back. If I trust people, what's going to happen? That's a universal principle.
Yeah.
Then I will start receiving trust from these people.
Wow.
Maybe not everybody, but I never said whether they liked me or hated me or loved me or don't like me. It has nothing to do with that person. It's a universal principle.
Yeah.
So I'm going to initiate it. I'm going to start it. So if you're listening to this podcast, I want to encourage you. Whatever you're looking for out of your team, you need to be sowing that seed. You need to be initiating that.
That's so good.
If you want them to be truthful and authentic with you or trusting, you need to be trusting. You need to be truthful. You need to be authentic. You need to be sowing those seeds, and then the harvest will come back, and that will come back from your team.
That's so good. Well, guys, that's all we have this week for developing a high-performing team. We've talked about trust among members. Last time, I didn't give you a heads up about what we're going to be talking about today. But this week, I'm going to give you a little hint. Next week, we're going to be talking about healthy relationships, which is something I'm really excited to be discussing with Baba. So make sure you tune in for that. If you haven't already subscribed to the podcast or liked us or given us a rating, I ask that you do that. We always appreciate that. Share it with some friends. Help us to grow. We always appreciate that. And if you haven't already, check out our website. We have a new book out, Volunteer You 101 Introduction to Volunteering. We would love for you to check that out. Let us know what you think. You can find out all about this on our website at volunteeru.org. And until then, we'll see you next week.
Yep, we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Leadership You podcast. For more resources for leaders, visit our website at volunteeru.org.